Allen, Anderson, Bates, Bell, Berryhill, Block, Canella, De Leon, Fuller, Gaines, Galgioni, Glazer, Hall, Hancock, Hernandez, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Huff, Jackson, Lada, Leno, Leyva, Lou, McGuire, Mendoza, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Wynn, Nielsen, Pan, Pavley, Roth, Runner, Stone, Vidak, Wykowski, Wolk.
Presence of a quorum. Members, please come to the floor.
Allen, Anderson, Bates, Bell, Berryhill, Block, Canella, De Leon, Fuller, Gaines, Galgioni, Glazer, Hall, Hancock, Hernandez, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Huff, Jackson, Lada, Leno, Leyva, Lou, McGuire, Mendoza, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Wynn, Nielsen, Pan, Pavley, Roth, Runner, Stone, Vidak, Wykowski, Wolk.
Will the members and our guests be on the rail and in the gallery please rise? We'll be led in prayer this morning by our chaplain, Sister Michelle Gorman, after which please remain standing. We'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Senator Wykowski.
Let us center ourselves in God's presence. Today we pray in the words of Rabbi Harold Kushner. Loving Creator, let the rain come and wash away the ancient grudges. Let the rain wash away the memory of the hurt, the neglect. Let the sun come out and fill the sky with rainbows. Let the warmth of the sun heal us wherever we are broken. Let it burn away the fog so that we can see each other clearly, so that we can see beyond labels, beyond accents, gender, or skin color. Let the light of the sun be so strong that we will see all people as our neighbors. Let the earth, nourished by rain, bring forth flowers to surround us with beauty. And let the mountains teach our hearts to reach outward to heaven. Amen.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Members, under privileges of the floor, Senator Lara.
Thank you, Mr. President. You might have noticed the great flag of Australia on our chamber today. This morning, I am pleased to introduce the Honorable Fiona Patton, member of the Victorian Legislative Council, which is equivalent to our Senate, in the Northern Metropolitan Region of Australia. The Victoria-Melbourne area she comes from is famous for world-class wineries, dazzling nightlife, sports, beautiful coastline, and beaches. She's visiting California today as a part of a study trip to the United States. As a longtime advocate of civil, libertarian, and personal freedom issues, Ms. Patton is the founder and leader of the Australian Sex Party, which aims to make progressive policy changes. She now serves on the Law Reform, Road and Community Safety Committee, as well as the Legal and Social Issues Committee. Ms. Patton and her committees are currently working on advancing drug law reform and compassionate end-of-life choices. Her other priorities include women's issues such as sexual rights, safety for sex workers, and combating AIDS and sexual abuse. Members, I'd also like to remind all of you that California's own Serena Williams is in Australia right now, competing in Melbourne as a defending champion at the Australian Open Tennis Championships. Please join me in warmly welcoming our honored guest and wishing her a successful visit.
Welcome. Welcome to Fiona Patton, Member of Parliament of Victoria. Senator Jackson, for what purpose do you rise?
Under privileges of the floor as well, a point of privilege. I feel it's imperative in acknowledging our guest from Australia and her commitment to the rights of women when it comes to sexual protections and acknowledging end-of-life issues as well, and the importance of compassion and individual freedoms. Tomorrow, Friday, January 22nd, marks the 43rd anniversary of the United States Supreme Court's landmark decision in Roe v. Wade. Roe v. Wade held that every woman has a fundamental right to control her own reproductive decisions and decide whether to end a pregnancy, and is an occasion that deserves our recognition. Roe v. Wade has been the cornerstone of women's remarkable strides towards equality in the past four decades since it was decided. And reproductive freedom is critical to a woman's ability to participate fully in the social, political, and economic life of the community. I recognize this momentous decision today to ensure awareness that even though we live in California, a proudly pro-choice state, we need to be mindful that women's lives are endangered all over the nation by harmful laws designed to restrict this fundamental right. As you return to your districts, colleagues, I hope you will appropriately commemorate this 1973 Supreme Court decision. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Senator Jackson. The pro tem, is he prepared? Senator Pavley.
Just under privileges of the floor, I'd like to introduce one guest in the back of the chambers, Laura Rosenthal. She's on the City Council in the City of Malibu in my district.
Welcome.
Laura, here she is.
Pro Tem De Leon. Not at his desk. Senator Hall? Senator Allen?
I just also wanted to take an opportunity to introduce Becky Lanty, who's here from the Santa Monica's Commission on the Status of Women. And we've known her for a long time, friends. Her daughter grew up in our school district. Becky, I'm just introducing you and making sure that you're recognized. Becky Lanty's a wonderful friend, and she is happy to be here on the Senate floor today.
Great. Welcome to the Senate. Great. Okay. Pro Tem De Leon.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Colleagues, please join me in welcoming the new superintendent of the second largest school district in the nation, LA Unified School District, Michelle King, to the Senate floor. Now, Ms. King may be the quote-unquote new superintendent of LA Unified School District, but she is extremely familiar to LA Unified School District's children, their families, as well as the community. She has spent nearly a 30-year career at LAUSD as a teacher, as a principal, as a district office administrator, as a local district superintendent, as the chief of staff to the superintendent, and as the deputy chief superintendent, the number two person at LA Unified. Michelle is actually a product of LAUSD schools. She attended Century Park and Windsor Hills Elementary Schools, Palms Junior High, and Palisades High School. Ms. King has challenges ahead of her, no doubt, in leading the largest school district in the state. Her familiarity with the district puts her ahead of the game. I do look forward, as well as all of our colleagues on both sides, both Democrats and Republicans, to working with Ms. King to make sure that we better the lives of LAUSD's children. Colleagues, please join me in recognizing the new superintendent of LA Unified School District, right. Superintendent Michelle King.
Wonderful. Welcome, Michelle King. Senator Hall, do you have an introduction?
Yes, Mr. President. He's not here yet.
Okay. All right. Well, let us know.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Members, any other items under privileges of the floor? Members will now move on to messages from the governor, will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committees will be deemed read and amendments adopted. Under motions, resolutions, and notices, without objection, the Senate journals for January 19th through January 21st, 2016 will be approved and corrected by the minute clerk. Members, under introductions and first reading of bills, Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 894 by Senator Jackson, an act relating to firearms.
Okay, all right. Members, under consideration of the daily file, Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 313 and Assembly Bill 21 with amendments.
Good morning, members. We are going to return to motions and resolutions. This would be the time for adjourn in memories. Senator Gaines.
Could I pass for just one moment?
You certainly may. Do we have any other? Yes, Senator Allen.
I'd just like to compliment Senator Leyva for her position up at the top of the dais. It's the first time I've ever seen her there, and she looks very, very, very much at home.
Thank you very much, Senator. Senator Bates?
Madam President, adjourn in memory. I'd like to rise to adjourn in memory of Harlan Dunn, who resided in Vista, California. Harlan was the ultimate civic leader who enjoyed golf, music, classic cars, politics, and sports of all kinds. He owned his own company, Life Assured Insurance Services, and was a member of the San Diego Association of Health Underwriters. Over the years, Harlan enjoyed living.
Members, it's a little noisy.
And serving the communities of Vista and Oceanside. A former chairman and member of the Vista Chamber of Commerce for 19 years, he also served on the Public Policy Committee for the Oceanside Chamber of Commerce and served as president of the Sunrise Vista Kiwanis Club, treasurer of the Vista Boys and Girls Club Foundation, and president of Rancho Buena Vista Little League. He served in the National Guard, and in 1971, he was in a nationally reported ski accident when the chairlift broke and he was severely injured, told he would never walk again. However, through his determination, he not only survived, but he thrived and eventually skied again. His dedication and commitment to the community will always be remembered. I ask that the Senate adjourn in his memory today. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Bates. Senator Gaines?
Great, thank you, Madam President. Today, I would ask that we adjourn in memory in honor of a lifelong family friend, Tom Hammer of Sacramento. Tom Hammer died on December 1, ending a prolonged fight against progressive supranuclear policy. Mr. Hammer was a prominent leader in the Sacramento community, operating both his legal practice with Earl Warren Jr. and as a co-owner of Shasta Linen Supply. A savvy businessman and community leader, Tom served as a board member for several major corporations and philanthropic organizations in the Sacramento region, including El Dorado Savings Bank, the Mercy Foundation, and the Tykert Foundation. A loving family man and an avid outdoorsman, Tom was rarely one to stand still. He is fondly remembered as having a curious mind and an adventurous spirit. He is just as home on the trail running near his Fair Oaks home as he was in the boardroom. His additions to the community as a philanthropist, his embrace of preserving California history, and his infectious personality will be greatly missed. I, as the Senate, please join me along with Senator Pan in adjourning in his memory. Just as a final note, Tom was, I think my first employer when I was in high school. I worked at Shasta Linen Supply, raking leaves and moving bundles of towels and things. And he really built a great work ethic within me and taught me great values. And he's just a great man. He has a great family, and he's sorely lost in our community. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Gaines. Senator Hall? Under privileges of the floor, you're going to pass? Okay, thank you very much. Members, are there any other adjourn in memories? Anything else under motions and resolutions? Senator Laura?
Thank you, Madam President. For purposes of announcement?
Yes.
Thank you. The Senate Appropriations Committee will be meeting today. The hearing will begin 15 minutes after the governor's address in room 4203.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Monning?
Yes, privileges of the floor. Is this your first session as presiding officer?
That is correct.
Well, under Extraordinary Rule 77.863, on behalf of the body, I'd like to welcome you to your role as presiding officer. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Monning. Anything else, members? Okay, with that, if there is no other business, Senator De Leon, the desk is clear. Okay. So he's good? I can go on just a second. Okay. Privileges of the floor. Senator Hall, we are not going to return to privileges of the floor. We would, however, like to recognize Board of Equalization member Diane Harkey. Diane, where are you? Let's give a little wave. Good morning and welcome to the Senate floor. Thank you, Senator Hall. Senator Runner, for what purpose do you rise?
Purpose of introduction. I have another BOE member here, Senator George Runner.
Welcome, Senator George Runner. Mr. Pro Tem?
Yes, Madam President, I want to say you look spectacular today, and congratulations and welcome to the dais of the Senate as a presiding officer today.
Thank you.
Colleagues, we're going to have session on Monday at 2 p.m., Monday at 2 p.m., so we're going to gavel down right now, and we're going to head off collectively together through the back chamber, through the Assembly back chamber, so why don't we gavel down then?
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Pro Tem. The Senate will be in recess until 3:30, at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene Monday at 2 p.m. Have a great weekend, everyone.